Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I want to welcome you to Radio for Your Mind. This is Troy Doolin. I'm the host of this morning show. And I tell you, I was stoked this morning. First, I got to get up and go and watch the Dolphins playing in the harbor, meet my son for breakfast. But I got home, and I was watching them bring the miners from Chile up out of the ground. You know, these guys have been down there, I think, a couple of months now. They thought they were going to be down there for, what was it, till Christmas. And because of a dedicated team that was built with quality, I mean, they brought in the top players from around the world, the best crane operators, the best archaeologists, the best technology guys, everything. They were able to drill down and bring these men up. But what was even cooler to me was the fact that these men formed their own tribe underground. They had a spiritual leader. They had a health leader. They had the overall guy that was facilitating the control so that there wasn't any chaos. It's amazing to me how everything that we've been talking about from Art Williams' book, Pushing Up People, literally works in every stage of life. It doesn't matter what your career is. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in direct selling, whether you're a pharmaceutical rep for a pharmacy company, whether you work at retail at Walmart, it really doesn't matter. If you want to succeed, all you have to do is use these principles. Today we're in chapter 17. We got three chapters left in this book. This book is an amazing book. I love it. Today it's called Build with Quality. And Art talks about the management mistake. Many managers are in such a hurry to build their business that they do things the quick way instead of the right way. And you know, sadly, I see this happen a lot in direct selling. Over 1,000 companies a year on average will launch their doors or they will launch a direct selling arm of their company, thinking that this is the way to get it done, that we just got to go out there and put a compensation plan to it and people will come. Don't worry about compliance. Don't worry about the hoopla. Don't worry about the hype. Just go do it. And that's wrong. You have to be able to do it the right way. His leadership solution, never sacrifice quality. There is no substitute to building it right. And I want to stop before we even get into the chapter because I believe that this is the foundation to what you're trying to do. If you want to build anything, a relationship, a business, a nonprofit organization, I really don't care what it is. If you're trying to build anything that has to do with people, then you need to build it right. You need to take the time to do it. I met with this gentleman, a good friend of mine yesterday that I told you is wanting to launch his own small business, and he happens to be in the martial arts. And as we sat there, I said, the one thing that you do not want to do is start it too quick. You want to take your time and do it right. It may take you a quarter. It may take you 6 months. Dalton and I had breakfast today. He was sharing some of his vision, what was on his heart, what he feels God's calling him to do. And I said, that's awesome. But you need to take your time and do it right. Don't just jump into it. Too many times people say, you know, God told me this or so-and-so told me, and they just jump. We cannot do that. There has to be a plan of action. We see that throughout history in everything that was done, every invention that was created, there was a plan of action. And if we do it right, if we take the time not to sacrifice quality and to build our business right, we'll have longevity. We'll be able to do it once and make it happen. I got an email from a gentleman today that he actually sent it last week, but I was a catalyst, and I responded yesterday, and he responded back. And it was funny because he said, Troy, I'm so out of the box when it comes to direct selling because I've not been with a bunch of companies. I got into this business 13 years ago, and I've been with the same company ever since. He went full-time 12 years ago. Think about that for a second. 12 years full-time with the same company. You know, this is a guy that's going to be going home with the one he was dancing with. He's not switching mid-gear. He's doing it right. He's building it right. Now, part of that is because he believes in the products, the leadership, the crusade behind this company. But, folks, when you think about this, if we all build it right, if we don't sacrifice, the sky's the limit. Art writes this, there's two ways to build your business or your career. You can build it in a hurry, using any method that works, or you can build it the right way with quality. Building with quality takes longer, but it's worth it. Quality is important in all areas of your business for one big reason. Quality lasts. Often hasty methods work for a little while, but then fall through even when you're least prepared. You know, and I see this constantly in direct selling. I see companies that launch with a big splash. They launch with hype. They launch with a big money story. They launch with this idea that we are going to change the world. We are the best that there's been in a decade. All that may be true. But if they haven't built it right, if they haven't done it with quality, it won't last. I look at my friend BK. You know, he had a beautiful company, New Vision International. Here's a company that's kicking butt. It's doing all kinds of stuff. And it'll be 6 years ago this month, this next month in November, that he made a decision. He said, I'm going to create a new brand called Vima, the Vima Health Company. And he created, he had his formulator that works with him, and they created this formula that included vitamins, amino acids, mangosteen, you know, aloe vera, all kinds of minerals. They put all this together and they came up with Vima. 6 years. He didn't do this fast. It took a while to get the formulation together. It took a while to get the marketing together. And then he launched. And Vima took off. Then it kind of plateaued a little bit. And then he brought out Verve, the energy drink. And they saw a few more sales. And then this year it really started to go with a whiz bang. Now they're sponsoring all kinds of sports teams. They've got soda machines in different places where you can just buy the Verve in a can. And now they're bringing out Vima PM, a half a dose and a nice some other herbs to help you calmly go to sleep. He did this over a strategic time period. He did this right, partly because he's seen his own mistakes. Had a couple of things that had flopped in the past. He'd hurried. He wanted to be ahead of the trend. He wanted to make it happen. And he learned from his mistakes. And this time he's built it with quality. New Vision's still a company. I mean, they've sold billions of dollars. Verve in the last 6 years has become the seventh most sold energy drink in the world. I look at this and I look at what Art's saying and I thought, how many companies are like this? I started looking around and I found Wayne Hillman's company, Life Force International, a 20-year-old company that manufactures and distributes their own products. They don't keep more than 2 weeks' supply on the shelves because they want it to be fresh. He never wants to shortcut it. I look at this new little company, Revolution, out here that people are saying, man, their products are a little bit higher. They are, but when you look at the ingredients, you realize they're going for quality. I look at Asante Worldwide, who said, I just want to put out an organic and all natural. I want to help change people's lives. And I'm using health and nutrition right now because I want to explain to you. When you build with quality, and a lot of times in these product-driven companies, it's not about quality, it's about quantity, you will fail. Effusion's a company that started off strong but failed because it was built on a money story. It was built on hype. I look around at the companies like Mary Kay, who's really going into a second wave of growth right now. They've stayed true to their core values. I look at Discovery Toys, who for a decade under the wrong leadership had become stagnant, but now that a new owner's in there and he's talking with the field, all of a sudden new branding's come out, new toys have come out, and a whole new fresh drive because they're going back to their first love, which was quality. See, when you build it right, it will last. If you build it fast, sometimes you'll fall because you'll shortcut stuff. Art's first push-up principle, never let your desire for rapid growth take the place of your common sense. I was contacted by a small company out of Atlanta, actually north of Atlanta yesterday, and they said, Troy, can you just do a quick synopsis, take a peek at what we're doing? And I said, you've got a couple of great things going for you. I really like this. But if it was me, I would change my marketing. I said, you're trying to penetrate a niche that is so much in turmoil right now that you're getting lost in the noise out there because of everybody else's mistakes. I said, but yet you've got this small division in your company that has nothing to do with this niche. Why don't you start marketing it and that become your flagship? they sat there for a minute and they said, you know, we'd never thought of that. I said, well, that's, you know, that's what we do. We help. We give you a third-person eye. Hopefully they will contract with us, obviously, and we will do the marketing for them. But, folks, sometimes when you try to build something fast, when you see a trend and you try to jump in, you can fall flat. My friend Ted Robbins over at Global Verge saw this happen in 2009, and they've been rebuilding their company in 2010. If you build it right, if you don't focus on rapid growth, everybody wants to see geometric progression. They want to shoot through the moon with max Q. You can't do that. You got to do it right. I guess to sum it up and to get real raw, you've got to ask yourself, do I want a one-night stand or am I looking for a long-term relationship? Am I just going to jump into bed with any company that comes down the pike because it sounds good? Maybe there's a quick buck? Or am I going to look for the company that's really going to cause me to have some joy and to cause me to have some contentment in my life, something I can use for the vehicle that will help me reach my true passion, my true zone that I have? See, those are the questions that we have to ask. And so many times we don't, because nobody's telling us build with quality. What they're telling us is just go do it. Do it fast. Just do whatever it takes. Bring those people in. Hit this bonus. Get this car. You know, win these millions. And it doesn't work that way. Art's next push-up principle. Work with those who deserve it, not just those who need it. Folks, I'm going to tell you, that's the toughest one for me. You know, I'm still working on that one because I want to work with the people that need it the most. And most of the time, what I've learned is they're not the ones that deserve it. See, just because somebody needs something doesn't mean that they're going to do what it takes to get it. When I sit here and I look at politics, and I use politics sometimes as reference, I look at all the people that want handouts in the world. They get upset if their Medicaid costs or Medicaid is cut. They get upset if Medicare is cost. They get upset if their food stamps are cut. And I sit here and I shake my head because it's about a handout. Don't get me wrong, these people need it. Not necessarily do they deserve it. You're going to have people on your team that's going to want that same kind of Medicaid and Medicare. They're going to want you to do it. Matter of fact, I see this a lot depending on the compensation plan. Most fly-by-night direct selling companies that are truly scams or pyramids are built with compensation plans where people can just jam people in and they'll make a few bucks and they never have to work. I believe if you don't have skin in the game, you will never be committed. Dalton and I were sitting at breakfast today. He said, dude, your ankles are looking better, but man, they suck. You've got so many scabs on them. I said, I do, dude, but you know what? If I got a call today that said, Troy, we need you, we're going to put on a quick one this weekend, I'd be back up there working, bloody ankles and all. See, when you do something right, when you do it for the people that deserve it, you're amazing what will happen. See, your people are your greatest resource. And if you work with those that deserve it, then what you're going to find is that they're going to go out and duplicate what you're doing. They're going to find people that deserve it also. Listen to what Art writes this. This is so profound. Every person who comes to work for you in your organization needs your help. A big part of your job as a leader is to help people get started, train them the right way, and stick by them through both good and bad times. But eventually there comes a time when you have to back off and let people rely on themselves. Over a period of time, you'll see who is really making the effort, really trying to make it in the business, and you'll see pretty quickly who's making no effort at all to succeed. As a leader, you have to work consistently to help the people who are sincerely trying to succeed, the people who are trying to help themselves. You cannot spend all your time working with people who will not meet you halfway by putting forth effort of their own. Every leader, sooner or later, must make that distinction. I believe that. When you work with people that are as hungry as you are to see their dreams, their aspirations, their objectives come true, then together you end up building this core team that is supportive of each other. It's a family. See, that's the kicker. Last night, we've got a new fan page on Facebook for Catalyst Volunteers. And one of the questions that we asked was, give us your most inspirational moment over the last week. I quickly responded. I said, you know, the most inspirational moment was when one of our other 18 members came up to me, and young gal that I just adore, she's like a daughter, and she said, Troy, you got a minute? I said, sure. And she shared with me a situation, and she said, I just think you're closer to this person. Could you go talk to him? And see, what happened is, even in the midst of our busyness, she saw another one of our family members that was hurting a little bit. Came to me because of my relationship with them, and we were able to talk. I was able to listen. See, when you build a core team of people, and you're working with people who deserve it, not those who need it, two things happen. One, you collapse time frames like crazy. All of a sudden, you're not drained at the end of the day. All of a sudden, you are focused, kicking butt, and moving forward. You're out there looking for other people. You're attracting the right people to the team. You're giving the best that you can to your team members who want it as bad as you are. See, that's the key. Art writes this. Too many times I've seen people take the role of a leader to the extreme. They get so involved in trying to help build successful people that they wind up spending all their time trying to motivate people who are doing nothing. Meanwhile, the people who do have the desire and are willing to work hard lose their momentum through sheer neglect and a lack of direction. Seek out those people on your team right now. Matter of fact, some of you may be 360 leaders. We're going to go through this book. I think it'll be phenomenal, of John Maxwell's. You may be looking at your upline and thinking they're distracted. Maybe it's time that you go and you push them up. See, leadership is not about a rank, a title, or a position. It's really about an attitude. It's about influence. You don't have to be at the top to make an influential move on the team. Think about that. Here's another push-up principle. Give your efforts time to compound. See, this is huge. In direct selling, whether you're trying to attract new team members to open up distribution centers, or whether you're trying to attract customers or clients to move the product to the end user, you cannot cut yourself short. You have to give yourself time to compound. This is not a math, an addition. This is a multiplication equation. This isn't 1 + 1 = 2. This is one of those things where if you get 2 and they get 4, the sky's the limit on where it goes, even if it's just customers. See, I believe that a person can come into the right direct selling company, never, ever recruit a single person, never build a team but themselves. And if they were to give all their efforts to building volume in their organization, in the long run, in the longevity of the company, they would probably make more money than the top recruiter in the business. And if you add the math up, if you really sat down and did a spreadsheet, you would see what I'm talking about. Because, see, what happens is people that come in as just distributors, most of them are secret agents. Most of them aren't going to go out and share the passion that you have. This goes back to what Art's saying, build with quality. Most of them need it, but they don't deserve it. They don't want it. They're not committed. But when you go out there and you attract a customer who uses your product, who has a life-changing experience, they have no problem opening their mouth and sharing it. It's amazing to me what can happen. I've seen it over my years in this business. So you have to give your efforts time to compound. Don't just focus on recruiting. Focus on building your distribution center. Focus on getting good solid sales folks working with you. Focus on moving the product or the services. Get it out there in the hands of the consumer. Take the time to build it right. If you're listening today and you say, Troy, I'm not with a company like that. My company's built on purely on recruitment. I'd tell you to check around and see some other companies that might fill your passion better. You need to find a company whose founders, whose corporate leaders are so passionate about their crusade, are so passionate about the business, are so passionate about their products that they would fight to the death to protect the reputation, to protect what they're doing, to expand the crusade. A little company out of Texas that I'm going to be working on doing some reviews with, a little company called Advocare, is that kind of company. Even after the owner passed away and the new leadership took over, they carried on the mission, they carried on the passion. They care so much about their distributors, they have an in-house program on showing their distributors how to get out of debt. They really do want their distributors to live a life of financial freedom. I think that's fantastic. It's beautiful. Listen to what Art writes here. I think this is great. All the knowledge, all the development may not pay off today or tomorrow. All your training, all your hopes, all your desires may not happen this year. But the more you do, the more you keep building your talents and your wisdom, not knowledge, but wisdom, eventually the payoff will be more than you ever anticipated, both in terms of money and in terms of incredible business success. See, you want to accumulate wisdom. It's not about the knowledge. I don't care what anybody says. Knowledge is not power. Wisdom is power. Wisdom is taking what knowledge you have and applying it to something. See, that's the ultimate key here. I get so many people that call me up. I've been partners with people that say, let's go do this. And then they sat back on their dadgum butt and they don't do a cotton picking thing. You cannot wish your life to change. You cannot wish to build with quality. You have to do it. You have to give yourself time for it to compound. And if you'll do that, it may be 3 years, it may be 5 years. You realize it took me almost 13 years to make a full-time income in A.L. Williams / Primerica. But I stuck at it, doing what I was supposed to do. I was a snot-nosed kid when I got started, so I had an attitude problem. I had to grow into listening to leaders and doing what was right. But my next venture, when I went with Hubert over at WMNA, I was able to go full-time. Right out of the gate. We put massive money under management. We put people under leadership. When the time came for me to leave the field and go into corporate, I was ready. When the time for me to leave the corporate MLM world and go back out into the field, I was ready. When the time came at the end of last year for us to become ambassadors full-time for this profession, I was ready, but I built it with quality, and it did not come overnight. And day in and day out, I have distributors at all level contact me and say, Troy, I just am not making enough money. Is it the company's fault? And in every case, I say, no, it's not. Especially if they've been with 3 or 4 companies and aren't making any money. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you build with quality and you give your time, you give your efforts time to compound, I don't care what the compensation plan is. It can be the worst plan in the world and you can make it work. But if you don't take the time to build with quality and you don't take the time to let your business compound, you can have the best compensation plan in the world, and it will fail you. Your success and failure the equation isn't even there on the compensation. It has to do with you, your attitude, your willingness to take it to the next level, your willingness to gain the wisdom that you need from people that have gone before you, to learn both from their mistakes and their successes. Why in the Sam Hill we all want to reinvent the wheel all the time is beyond me. But if we will just grab the good, if we will learn from those mistakes and move this thing forward, we will move it to the next level. Here's the last push-up principle for the day and the one that we're going to spend the next few minutes on, because I think this is the most important. You've always got to be willing to start over. There's something that I've learned in this business. and it's something that most CEOs don't get. And I'm going to be on the phone today with a CEO and a founder of a company, and I will be instilling this in them in a big way. They're a young company. You've always got to be willing to start over. You cannot have a superstar and bet the farm on them. See, what will happen is you may be in the field. You may not be running a company. You may be in the field. And you're busting your butt, and you're building it right, and you've got a stud on your team, and she's just hot, and she's building it, and she's blowing and going. And tomorrow she could be gone because somebody else wined her and dined her and took her away from you. What are you going to do? Or you'll have a stud on your team, and, man, he's rocking, and all of a sudden he can say, I can do it better than you, and this company over here wants me to be their master distributor, and I am out of here. And you watch your income drop by 50%. What are you going to do? Quit? What are you going to do? Follow them? No, you're going to dig back in. You're going to get a little bit more skin in the game. You're going to take the suit off and put the overalls back on. You're going to put the gloves on and get the shovel. You're going to go back out there in the trenches, and you're going to start digging. And you're going to dig, and you're going to throw rocks all different directions, and you're going to keep digging, and all of a sudden you're going to see that little gem sitting there. It may be four levels deep in the organization that you've been working with, and all of a sudden you're going to reach down and say, that's the one. You're going to start building it again. And the odds are you're going to build it good. Things are going to be going great, and then somebody over here is going to get that same day. They're going to take off because they got distracted. You're going to watch your volume drop again. What are you going to do, quit? You got to be willing to start all over. Listen to what Art writes. Because it's tough to lead your own business or organization, you're bound to make mistakes. Everyone does, and some mistakes hurt more than others. Sometimes a mistake may seriously damage your organization, and you may lose everything that you've worked hard to gain. In our business, this is great. In our business, I've seen people who folded at the first sign of defeat. But if dozens of people suffer devastation or devastating setbacks, then pick themselves up and begin again from square one. It's been my experience that these people eventually make big successes of their businesses and their lives. They have the ability to turn the biggest mistakes into wisdom that helps them build it better than ever the next time. See, that's what it's about. My Kansas City Chiefs. It doesn't matter if they're playing good or playing bad. They're my Kansas City Chiefs. Last decade, they've sucked. This year, they started off undefeated. They lost their first game last weekend. All of a sudden, people are showing back up at the stadiums. People are showing up in the parking lot. Those are fair-weather fans. So you got to be willing to be a fan of your business, a fan of your organization, whether you're on the top or the bottom, whether you're growing or whether you're dying. Because if you believe, then your team will believe, your leaders will believe. Listen to this. Be willing to start over rather than compromising your principles. If a business deal would move your business ahead but involved unethical practices, don't do it. If eliminating a problem or terminating somebody will cause you to lose money, do it in spite of the money. Even if you would like to just close your eyes to the problem, you can't. As a leader, you've got to handle it. Folks, you've got to make these hard choices. You've got to make the decision, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to play it right. I'm going to build it good. I'm going to build it with quality, and I'm never going to quit. That's the key. Folks, I love doing these radio shows. I hope you're getting stuff out of it. If you do, send me an email at troydooley@mlmhelpdesk.com. I'd love to hear from you. If there's something you want us to cover, we'll be more than happy to do it. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.